everybody. Happy Friday. Happy Friday. Got a little bit of Elton John. I love Elton John, man. Typical 80s. It's Rocket Man. Hope you guys have had a great week. Kind of a quiet Friday, but a lot of stuff going on. Fade this out. A lot of things going on in the spirit right now. A lot of things I have to talk to you about with regard to the nation about today, too. If you're feeling a little bit put out with regard to the state of the nation right now, God's just saying, hang on. Hang on. Hold tight. He's on the job. He's working on it. And this didn't come as fast as we wanted it to come, but it's starting to set itself up. The truth is starting to be set up, and the plans of God are being put into motion right now. And so I'm just going to encourage you guys to stay the course. Don't give up. Don't give up on God of all people. He's the only one that can help us. And so, as though, you know, we knew this stuff was entrenched for years. And so it's going to take a little while to get things repositioned again back into God's structure. And so the title for today's 15 Minute Rev is called No More False Flags or Prophets. No More False Prophets. The Luciferian Setup. Beware of Opportunist. Beware of Opportunist. That's what God is saying in this hour. And so a lot of things are being exposed on the government religious mountains right now. As a matter of fact, these are the two prominent mountains. There are two streams flowing. I'm going to get into that here in a second with regard to the true prophets flowing and then the false prophets flowing. I've seen this going on now actually for 35 years where I spoke about this in a church I was going to, and I told the prophets who the church I was attending at that time, the true prophets left the church. They left and went to a different church, and I thought, boy, that church is in a world of hurt right now because now they're like the blind leading the blind. Are you like the blind leading the blind with whoever you're following? You're following the false prophets and you don't even know it? Have you ever tested the spirit? Anybody taught you how to test the spirit? 1 John 4:3, spirit that's talking about these things. Hey, James. But spirit that's giving me this message, spirit that's giving me this word. Do you believe Jesus Christ came in the form of a man, died on a cross, rose from the dead in 3 days, and that Jesus Christ is God? You need to learn how to test the spiritual listening too. It's more critical now more than ever. Hi, Carlos. But we're in a critical time right now. And so you're going to see an influx of activity this summer. And they said it was going to get hot. It's already ramping up. It's getting hot. I'm so sorry. I hate that. Allergies. But so yeah, a lot of things are being exposed on the government and religious mountains. So those are the two mountains the enemy's focusing on right now. So there's so much entrenchment by the deep state because they couldn't hit Trump in the political dynamic. So they moved over to the religious mountain where they've infiltrated the church. That's how bad this is. And with major Luciferians who are well connected, controlled by elites promoting their agenda of the one world religion with a false sense of unity. That's what they're trying to infiltrate the church, and that's the mindset they're trying to bring about. And if there's no anointing on it, there is no truth in it, it's just another bunny trail for them to mislead the public with, to get you even more frustrated, to get you out of their business so they can be about his business to try to bring forth the new world order. So you're going to have to stay focused on the things God has got you focused on prayer-wise, staying focused on love, because love is the only spirit that will lead you into all truth. God said, how will you know my people? By my love. If a person doesn't have the fruit of the spirit, peace, love, joy, patience, kindness, goodness, long-suffering, and mercy, get away from them. Pardon me, get away from them. What do I mean by that? And I really want to explain this to you because we see a lot of leaders right now, and I'm not dogging leaders, but some of them are false prophets. Some of them are Balaams. And if you can't discern that, if you're not recognizing the check and honoring the check that God's giving you in your spirit, because you don't know what he sees, then you're not listening. You're not listening. And so I want to also clarify, too, that these false prophets, these Balaams, are going after the true prophets. They're trying to shut us down. They don't want you speaking. They don't want the body knowing the truth, because the enemy's coming after truth prophets to keep the sheep entrenched, or the sheep entrapped in the apparatus of religion, or in the apparatus of politics. Okay, he doesn't want them getting free. You want to know why? This is what made me sick when I found out this truth yesterday. Because the enemy's out to take as many sheep to hell with him as he can. Satan's trying to take as many sheep to hell with him as he can. That's why 85% of the church are stuck in contraction point two. It was a setup 60 years ago. They sent in Luciferians into the church through leadership, through people who look like, sound like, taste like, to get apparatuses and false structures set up through mindsets, doctrines of demons, traditions of man, to where people wouldn't know the difference between the truth and the lie, because we trust these people. We trust, oh, you're a man or woman of God. I can trust you. No, not always. Not always. If they don't have the fruit of the Spirit, no, you can't. And I'm not saying be Joe Super Christian, because there are no perfect people out there. But God says that you will know my people by my love. Hey, Tammy, you'll know my people by my love. The warm, unconditional love of Jesus. I've said this the whole time. And if you don't know love, then you don't know God. You don't know God. And love never, let me stress that. I'm not mad. I'm just stressing my point, driving it home. But it never makes excuses for Jezebel. It never makes excuses for bad behaviors. It doesn't care if it rocks the boat. Jesus rocked a few boats when he walked through the temple in the den of thieves. He called them a tomb of dead men's bones. He called the Pharisees a tomb of dead men's bones. He called the thieves that were selling wares in this temple. He said, I'm not buying your brand of love. I'm not buying what you're selling here. I don't want you in my temple. Get out. And he was whipping them up and down with the cat of nine tails. He won't tolerate it. And so leaders out there, if you're not willing to confront and protect your sheep from these Jezebels, from these Balaams, and shut them down, you're in the wrong time zone that you're living in. You might as well just pack it up and go on down the road, because God will raise up another in your stead. Which brings me to the next point of conversation. So we're seeing false prophets and Balaams come out of the woodwork with their apparatuses of religion in politics. Remember, I was talking to you about the political apparatus here a couple weeks ago that's rising up. And it surprised me, because I never realized that, you know, I never was able to articulate what that was. That it's where people try to schmooze people, they're opportunists, and they have an agenda, they come in with hidden agendas, they take advantage of the sheep, they want your money. It's not about serving you. It's about serving themselves. And so we're seeing all these things come to light right now. And don't get me wrong, because I don't want to sound like I'm a Debbie Downer today with trying to put down these different things. But I feel like it does need to be spoken about. We need to be talking about the elephants in the room if we're going to actually get free from this crap and start walking in who Christ meant for us to be. This was never God's plan. God came down in the form of a man. He died on the cross, rose from the dead in 3 days, and Jesus Christ is God, yes. But he didn't come in with anybody else's agenda, just the Father in heaven's. He didn't have his own agenda. He just honored the Lord's plans. He wanted to do, and he said and prayed, only what he heard his Father saying and praying. Same with, Jacob. Jacob was a little conniver too for a season, until God changed his name. He had to go through a few things, but he was willing to change and be changed. Are you willing to change and be changed? Because there's so much coming out this summer that it's going to shock you. It's going to shock you. I never thought I could be shocked as much as I was shocked yesterday with what I learned. And I can't get into it on here, but we're seeing it in Uvalde. Uvalde's already blowing up with the head police chief being exposed for being a Biden-Beto supporter, with doors being left open at the school for the shooter. Did you know? Past shooters for past school shootings have been given guns by the FBI. Did you know? They've been directing them as to what guns to buy, how to take out the most people. These are false flags. Did you know? So now the deep state's plan is on full display for all the world to see. Did you know? Are you paying attention? And the problem is that they're purposefully hiding the truth from us. If you're frustrated by disinformation, that's a military tactic to keep you out of the loop to where you don't know what's going on so they can continue moving their new world order into existence. It's not going to pass. It's not going to come into play. It's not the time. So God is exposing them on all fronts. Then we have the Durham report, the Durham investigation continuing with the exposure of HRC. Forget her lawyer. That was a setup to get evidence admitted into the court. As a nation, we're most certainly needing or on a focused trajectory towards freedom. Good things are happening. You just got to be connected to the right truth. So it's not about what the main news is saying. It's about what the good news is saying. He's going to tell you all things. He'll lead you into all truth. He'll lead you away. Ask him to order your footsteps. Psalms 37:23. Order evil people away from you. Order lies away from you. Order Balaams away from you. False prophets away from you. Order you into all truth. Order you into destiny. Psalms 37:23. You need to be praying that right now. If you don't know what to pray, pray Psalms 37:23. Lead me to the right place at the right time at all times. Even my family, extended family. Keep me connected with you, God. Don't ever let me be deceived. Because let me tell you, everything that's coming out, that's fixing to come out. And this isn't a political talk, by the way. I'm going to get into the message, but it ties into all of it. This is just what the Lord told me to talk to you about today. But everything that's coming out, especially, and I think the Lord kept the hardest one for last because it has to do with the religious mountain. And you're going to find out things that the CIA set you up for as a church. They planned this the whole time to mislead our people. The Luciferians at the head infiltrated the FBI and the CIA. I've seen paperwork on it. Go check it out through SIU on Telegram. Go check it out. Take it with a grain of salt, because sometimes in that grouping too, they're calling some of the true prophets false prophets, and that's not true. And you're thinking, who do I listen to? I'll stress Kat Kerr, Hank Kuhneman, stress those two. There's a lot of things coming out right now that are going to shock you and they're going to break your heart. And it did mine. It did mine. I had to put my armor down and cry for a while yesterday because I was so shocked. I never thought I could be shocked. And I was shocked. And now I'm on a, I am on a mission to pray for my family. Because now I'm seeing not everybody really could help what happened around them. If you've been attacked, Joseph, by family members, forgive them. They didn't know what they were doing. They didn't know what they were doing. A lot of this stuff is done through MK Ultra, through frequencies. And I know that's another conversation for another day. If you're not familiar with the courts of heaven, that has to do with the clock of God, times, dimension, realms, frequency, seasons, and cycles of the spirit. Why do you think we have mercury in our teeth? Mercury holds a frequency. It's a tracking, serves as a tracking device. It can be tracked through frequencies, radio waves, things like that. You can be tracked if you've had mercury fillings done in your teeth. It can also be, it can be a receiver. It can be a tracker. I've had people that were telling me yesterday that they've gotten all the mercury taken out of their teeth. And you want to know what else mercury is used in? Chemtrails. You know what chemtrails are? Chemtrails create grids, ley lines, trade routes for demonic entities to travel on in the spirit. Mercury is in the chemtrails. Mercury and different other ingredients to create. And by the way, mercury is used by alchemists and witches and Satanists through elemental witchcraft to create spells and tag locks to connect to Christians who cover entire people groups if they release them over regions and states. How many states are involved in that crap right now? This is getting really serious. So it's all starting to make sense to us now as to how deep this mess went. And we're going to find out this summer. So the Lord has been highly focused that we continue on the pathway towards freedom. The pathway in the spirit, especially focused on Him. He knew it would come down to Him. Thank God. Thou shalt have no other gods but Me. That's why He had to be number one. If God isn't number one in your walk, And you need to understand what that means. You need to come into that place in your heart of understanding how important it is to have God be number one. My best friend told me 17 years ago, she said, Missy, you and I will get along just fine if you stay out of my relationship with God. Don't come in between my relationship between me and God, because he'll always win. That's the kind of relationship you need with God. And ever since I've heard that, never forgotten that, I've kept that front and center. That's the place God wants us all to be in this hour. And from now on, you'll always have to be front and center. He demands it. So the Lord has been highly focused on our hearts as vessels to where a new sifting has started to occur as we continue on in C2. I don't know if you know anything about the heart, but the largest part of the heart, of a person's heart, is their left ventricle. C2 is the largest part of the heart. It's the left ventricle. It's the place where energy is stored, where the energy moves the blood through the body, but it filters the blood and it cleans out impurities. C2 is a refining process. C2, if you'll find out in the chamber 2 of God's heart, April 30th through September 15th, it overlaps C3, but it prepares the blood. It prepares everything God gives us in our spirit, our dreams, our relationships. It prepares everything. It purifies it. It clarifies it. It helps us to know what is of God, what's not, what's of the flesh, what's of the devil, and that includes people. So it's a burning off, if you will, where it burns off all, it burns away the tares from the wheat, because some people won't make it up into the higher elevations of God's heart. They won't move into the higher places of the spirit. Hello, Pesca. They won't make it there. And it's because either they were never God's child and they refused to change or be changed, or, you know, they've been sent in as a tare by the enemy. And God's like, you don't belong here. You don't belong in my heart. You're in the tree of good and evil. You're illegally trespassing. So they don't make it in. And so in your arena, these types are sent in by the enemy to delay you, to distract you. And so as you choose to get free, as you choose to get delivered, you're moving out of the old and into the new, and all these old things are passing away. You're moving on through. You're moving on through. And so this is the energy part where the fire comes in and cleanses through the blood. Romans 3:25, as we move into C3, the high holy days, and God begins to move those who have been obedient and getting free into the higher dimensions of his spirit and his heart, where we can begin to move in kingdom power. Good afternoon. I'm sorry I didn't tell y'all on the boards. I was in a hurry. But thanks, guys. You can post it on the boards that I'm on if you want. But thank you very much. So if you're a leader and you've gotten caught up, this is really serious what I'm getting ready to say to leaders. If you're a leader and you've gotten caught up in all the hoopla of religion or the Luciferian and apparatus, if I can say that right, this is your chance to repent and turn around before God exposes you for all the world to see. Especially the Balaams and the Jezebels, based on Colossians 2:15, where he made a mockery out of the principalities, the powers, and the authorities. He's getting ready to make a mockery out of Balaams and out of Jezebels. That's a so saith the Lord. Because God is no longer allowing his people's hearts to be jaded by the enemy's ploys of false flags or false prophets. He's now leading us into all truth. So we do have a choice as to who we serve. But we have to test the spirits we're listening to, 1 John 4:3. God said, how will you know my people? By my love. By the warm, unconditional love of Jesus. Not by the abuse of authority or the misuse of submission under authority, so that all voices stay silent while Jezebel rules and reigns within churches. God's cleaning house. Oh, he's cleaning house. And you need to be honestly seeking him. Lord, do I have any controlling and manipulative traits in my heart? You need to get free. He's cleaning house, because that'll keep you earthbound. You won't move into kingdom power. And right now we need it. We need it, because we all know when it comes to Jezebel, we were never to tolerate that spirit. The Bible says it. Take God at his word. He's a man of his word. He didn't talk to hear himself talk. If he wrote it down, it was for an, it was for a pathway and for a prototype to follow and a way to live. He knew the damage Jezebel could do. Jezebel is the front runner for the Antichrist spirit. I don't know if you know that. Where Elijah is the front runner for Jesus Christ. So those that are operating in the spirit of Elijah, the true prophets, the warm, unconditional love of Jesus. And by the way, some of you true prophets have gotten in bed with Jezebel. You need to get that thing out of your bed so it doesn't pollute your whole congregation. That's its main objective, to make its way up into the highest platform in the land. What happens at the head trickles down like the oil on the beard of Aaron. And its objective through the Antichrist spirit it operates in, it's all about the fruit of the heart. You got rage on you. You got, and don't mistake people getting angry over injustices. There's a difference. Jesus got angry. It's called a righteous indignation. There's a right to get angry when people stand up and call right wrong and wrong right. Don't mistake the two. Your truth is convoluted if you do. And don't come in here thinking, well, if I schmooze with this person and I schmooze over here, then I'm going to have my way for a season. God's about to have his way. But some of you prophets need to be asking who you're connected with. Because not everybody that says Lord, Lord knows the Lord. So anyway, 1 Peter 5:2-3 says, the shepherd, the flock of God among you. Excuse me, let me back up. Shepherd the flock of God among you. Boy, did I read that wrong. Shepherd the flock of God among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but voluntarily, according to the will of God, and not for sordid gain, but with eagerness, nor yet as lording over it or over those allotted to your charge, but proving to be examples to the flock. Being an example, what does that mean? An example meaning you're humble enough to own your stuff in front of your people. Doesn't mean they're going to stop receiving from you when they see that you're honest enough as a leader to roll your sleeves up right alongside of the sheep and get yourself cleaned up. These are the types of leaders God's looking for in this hour, because they're so sold out to him that they'll lay their lives down if need be for the cross, for love. And they will not serve another. They won't serve another. But they truly love the sheep. Religious leaders abuse the a prophet submits to a prophet. Yes, I believe in that 100%. A prophet does submit to a prophet. We saw it all through the Bible. Or the you're disrespectful towards leadership clause, when in reality, some of those leaders are trying to keep the real prophets out because they know their sin's about to be exposed if they let them in. God's got your number, and your days are numbered. These false leaders have kept the sheep cooped up with immaturity long enough to where many are on a freight train to hell, all set up by the Luciferians in government. And all these leaders are participating because they're connected to that apparatus. And they know it. They know it. They willingly do it because they've sold their soul. If you're getting a check in your spirit about who you're sitting under, run. Run. God says, you will know my people by my love. The warm, unconditional love. It's not a system. It's not a structure, an unholy structure that you should, like, where you do things the same way day in and day out. And it's just the same old doldrums. It's the doldrums. There's life in it. There's life in Christ. There's life in flowing in the Holy Spirit. There's life. Did you really think that those in government were really out to help you? Did you really think that those witches and Satanists who set up COVID and the false flags, the food shortages or identity issues, sex ed classes for our kids, did you really think? No. They were purposefully trying to pollute and starve and then kill our Christian society one way or another. Because America houses the largest Christian society in the world. So our blessings and power are seen by all the world to see. And they want what we have. They want our resources, but they don't want to serve our God. I said it. There you go. I said it. That's the truth. And God says, thou shalt have no other gods but me. Let's go back. number one of the Big Ten. And he warned us about letting other cultures in with their gods, not to serve their gods. What did we do? And in this season, God is beginning to strike down and expose all false structures within all places and all mountains that are not of him. So, cutting that off. But he's shutting it down, especially in the church and in government. And if you're a part of it, then woe be you. Oof. I feel sorry for some of you. Consider yourself warned according to Colossians 2:15. I've never said this before. This is what I got today. And if you're a mouthgate mocking God, a Balaam, or a false prophet, by trying to release the word on unholy lips, consider yourself warned. Because we're moving through holy fire at the moment, and God is raising his hand, and it's about to slap the faces and the mouths of the false prophets and the Balaams with humiliation. Colossians 2:15. He humiliated the principalities and the powers and the authorities. Because when Jesus raises up on a vessel, he comes and endues it with power. And there's no other greater force greater than love on a vessel. And if you don't know love, you don't know God. And if you're trying to mock him, devil, he will slap you down just like he slapped you out of heaven. Struck you down like lightning. Have you ever had your face slapped? It's an act of disrespect for disrespecting the hand that slapped it. Consider yourself warned. Which brings us into 2 Samuel 20:14 through 21:22. And it says, speaks about wrong motives, opportunity. How many times do you try to promote yourself when you have opportunities, when you see the opportunity? Because everybody's given opportunities every day, 24/7. That means you have to act on it. In this hour, God is observing all leaders using the sheep in conflict. Because the nation's in conflict. I don't know if you've noticed that or not. We're a nation in conflict. The world's in conflict. But it doesn't mean we're called to be used and abused by people trying to make money. AKA Balaam, prophets. A man named Sheba did this actually in Israel. As he passed through all the tribes after witnessing them bickering amongst themselves, he saw their weaknesses. Hey, Patty. They were bickering because they couldn't get on the same spiritual page. You seen a lot of the sheep like this today? They can't seem to get on the same spiritual page. Everybody demands to be right. Everybody's demanding their own way. No, I'm right. No, I'm right. You're wrong. We don't serve the same God. How do you know? How do you know? Have you tested the spirit? God says to be at peace with all men. If you're not at peace, then something's wrong. You're operating in the wrong spirit. So, these people are getting these opportunities, though, because we're so busy fighting amongst ourselves that we don't have a focus on love. And if we were focused on love, then we wouldn't be acting like this, hopefully. But their immaturity had led them astray to begin to serve themselves instead of a holy God. And so Sheba was one of them. He thought he was one of them. He was a Benjaminite, supposedly one of the tribe, or so he painted himself to be, but not in his heart, because his motives were off. So he hoped to get broad support from that tribe or the tribes of Israel and from Saul's friends so he could attack David. He was actually trying to go against the true anointing. And he was pardoning, he was selling his soul, if you will. Sold his soul just for opportunity's sake. He didn't care if he compromised the truth. He just wanted what he wanted. And there are people like this in the body right now. And he almost succeeded, by the way. Sheba almost succeeded by getting the people to desert God's true anointed king, David, or an opportunist, a fraud, a false prophet, a Balaam. That's what's going on today with these two streams. The enemy's presenting one stream, and the body of Christ is so busy bickering amongst themselves, they're not learning and being taught to test the spirit. And they're running on YouTube, and they're running to these different conferences, and they're running here and running there, trying to get a word, trying to get a word, trying to get a word, addicted to the prophets without realizing God is a loyal God. If he plants you somewhere, if he finds your tribe, plug in, sit down, grow up. It's time to get cleaned up. He doesn't move. He does cross. He was in a season. We were in past seasons where we were getting cross-pollinated, but that's calmed down now. That stopped about 10 or 11 years ago. Now he's calling in loyal servants, loyalty, warm, loyal, loving, godly people. He's telling us to get plugged in. He's got a few things he wants us to learn now. So this almost happened. And these people were willing to sell their soul for it. And so Sheba did this. And then Amasa, who represents leadership, false prophets and Balaams. They represent the false prophets and the Balaams, Amasa. And Amasa was chosen to lead David's army into greatness. But he lost the opportunity because he hesitated. Because he got distracted. Enter Joab, the true prophets, the true leadership, who came in and saw what was going on in these two streams. And Joab fought Amasa and took his role back. Said, get out of God's house. Get out. I'm not flowing in your stream. This isn't of God. You know it. Get out of God's house and get away from his sheep. These are the leaders God is raising up in this hour. They don't mince their words. They're calling out Jezebel. They're calling out the Balaams. They're calling out the false prophets. And they're kicking them out. You don't want to change and be changed? Get out. I don't have a problem hurting your feelings. I'm sorry. I'm not apologizing to you. But that's what they're saying in this hour. And so, they're coming back. The true prophets are coming back into their rightful places. These true leaders will not bow down to Baal, nor Jezebel, nor the deep state. They are true representatives of God who want nothing to do with Balaam or his mouth that won't ever seem to shut up. These true leaders are shutting down those who try to illegally place themselves into authority without God's permission. And it's going to come with more than just a hand slap. This is a hard word today. It's going to come with a hard slap by God. It's going to cost them something. Watch. So Joab got his job back because he chose to stand beside God's anointed. He wouldn't move off the truth. He wouldn't move away from true love. And he was learning, I believe, through the process, because Joab served under David. And I'll get to that in a second. But I believe Joab learned through the process how he learned about loyalty. He learned that people aren't perfect, because David wasn't a perfect leader. He learned that steadfastness pays off. He learned to trust God. He learned God's heart in this process. He was learning more about God in this test than he ever dreamed he would. And some testings last a while to teach us deep things. To teach us deep things about the heart of the Father. And these new prodigals that are being raised up in this hour, these Joabs and these Davids, they have zero tolerance for fakes. We see the flaws of leaders. We're imperfect people ourselves. We know it, but I'm not ashamed of it. I don't walk in your shame. How do I go there? Show me how to go there, Holy Spirit. In this hour, the Lord is bringing in the Mephibosheths. You know the name of Mephibosheth, what it means? The name of Mephibosheth means made free from shame. As he brings people through the outer courts into the inner courts to ready them to come back into his heart of love. We don't have to live in shame. I don't want your armor, Saul. I don't want to wear your armor. It never was for me. I'm a David. But I'm not going to walk in the shame that you try to place on me because I won't comply to your false apparatus when you yourselves have chosen to disobey the king, disobey my God. You've done things your own way because you thought you knew more. Hey, guys. So, Joab, the Joabs, they see the flaws of their leaders now. These Joabs that are standing steadfastly, as he did with David. And if you know anything about Joab, he was used to kill Abner, Absalom, and now Amasa. He killed Amasa by fighting to get his job back. And if you don't know anything about that situation, David never disciplined him. Did you know that? David never disciplined Joab. It was because Joab had been loyal to David, I believe. And God, he'd been loyal to God all the way through the fight. So you don't get to walk with somebody in the glory unless you've stood with them in the story. You don't get to do that. You don't. If you can't stand in the fight, or if you're in the fight to create your own glory, then you're in it with the wrong motives. You're an opportunist. But Joab was in the fight to glorify God and to honor his true, God's true anointed vessels. And Joab had an eye and an ability to see the truth from a lie. Truly, he could see truly anointed vessels of God from the demonic anointings. He could discern between the two. And hence, he always protected the vessel of God that God was using while maintaining true honor. Do you know what true honor is? That's what God is raising up in this hour, true nobility. We serve at the pleasure of the king and only the king. Men and women after God's own heart. So there are many opportunities that are going to come our way. Some are of God, while others are not. And you've got to be a discerner between the two. You need to inquire of God what he wants you to do. Are you a peacemaker or a crapster? Let's just call it what it is. Because it's all about the heart in this hour, as to how we fare in this test. It's a test. Choose God. Choose life. Choose truth. Choose true nobility, which comes with faithfulness and not ungodly opportunities or wrong motives. So that brings us to Acts 1:1-26. And God's talking about 120 ordinary people, a few good men and women. Where a very, very small group of people made an impact that can even be felt today. Because God gave them the tools back then that are still available for us. They set a prototype in place to show us a way back to the Father's heart. Back into the glory, back into love, back for revival, which is what's coming and going to bring all hearts back unto him. And in this season, God is equipping and empowering his true warriors by his Spirit. Because the enemy's forces are rising up in their attempt to hinder these true prophetic voices. But they're about to be exposed because they know that once the Davids come in, not the Sauls, not the Balaams, but the Davids are coming up where all false structures are fixing to be demolished. And fear, the fear coming out of the enemy's camp right now, it's through the roof. Have you felt the witchcraft? Which is why the devil has even tried to shut down all the true prophetic voices. He doesn't want you standing up, David, because he knows you'll hold him accountable. They know you will hold them accountable. That's why they're fighting to the bitter end. In the government mountain, in the church, they're fighting you to the bitter end. 85% of the body got caught up in this mess, and they're fighting for the devil. Can you imagine? Satan couldn't afford for the true prophets to stand up because that would mean he would be exposed and God's people would go free into revival. So instead, the enemy held most of the church captive through the apparatus of religion and politics to where nobody was allowed to mature in hopes that all would die through COVID or have their destiny stolen and go to hell. He's after your soul. Do you think he's stupid? This is a bigger, much bigger strategy than we could ever imagine. So Satan is trying to take as many souls to hell with him as possible. He knows his time is short. He's trying to get ahead of God with this strategy that's going on in America right now by trying to bring Satan on the scene before time. It's not his time. It's not his time. Do you know what time it is? Are you a son and daughter of Issachar? Knowing the signs and the times, do you know what time it is? Can you keep time with God? Can you follow the cloud by day and the fire by night? Can you? Do you recognize his spirit when there's a new move going on? Are you one of these that is a know-it-all that think you know everything and you're always challenging authority and you're always bucking God, or you're so afraid that you run back like Saul, what's his name? Not Saul, but Lot's wife, excuse me. Like Lot's wife. Then you get stuck, you get burned. So God's like, nope, you're not doing that this hour, Satan. Instead, what's going to happen is the latter glory's coming. And I'm getting my people ready for revival. That's what's going to happen. And I'm giving this power and making it available for all my vessels who want to do my will and be my witness, which is only accomplished in prayer. It's only accomplished in prayer. It's the power of prayer. Those who are always on their knees, day and night. And God's sharing his power with us when we realize that we need his help and we're willing to include him in the process. We're willing to be changed by the process. See, too, refiner's fire. As God guides us when we're willing to follow, but he can't make us participate. We've got to be willing to change and be changed in the process. God, if there's any hurtful way in me, deliverance, by the way, should be first and foremost on your mind right now. Every day, all day. God, if there's any hurtful way in me, if you don't change in this season, if you don't allow God to change you, you will not accelerate through the ninth of Av. You won't go through the eye of the needle. I'm just shooting straight up with you. You won't. You can convince yourself that you are all day long, but it won't happen. You'll be stuck here next season. And you'll have to wait a whole another year, an entire year, to try to advance again. You do not want that to happen. So now is the time. In C2, we've got the opportunity for it to be burned off through the fire. Even though it's stressful, there's strange fire going on. There's holy fire going on. It's a test. There's a lot of things going on within the test. You're learning to obtain the mind of Christ. So it's a battle of the mind while you're learning to discern witchcraft, what's not of God versus what is holy and what's of God. You're testing the spirit, 1 John 4:3. You're casting your thoughts down, vain imaginations down, every negative arrow, fiery arrow that's coming in through witchcraft. And you're learning to stand up in your most holy faith. That's the test. While he's changing you, while you're praying about a few things. You're praying about your dreams. You've got certain relationships around you right now. Some are supposed to be there. They're God ordained. Others are not. So they're burned off in the fire. Some dreams that you thought were of God are not. They're burned off in the fire. And the dreams that are of God, let me encourage you. Through the test, through C2, God is ordering your footsteps all the way there. He's placing prophetic words every day in front of you. Through the fire, every day. Follow me. This is the way, walk ye in it. This is the way. And he's confirming himself. So you know the way in which you're to walk. That's the purpose of C2. It's the adjustment place, the filtering place, where he proves what's him and what's not. He proves people. He proves the dream. That's so cool. So for those of you who have been disappointed time after time after time, could it be your heart motives are off to where you're not hearing God correctly because your picker's off, your discernment's off, your perceptions are off? But being mad at God because of past disappointments, because of wrong asking in the past, align with God. Let him free you so you can start praying what you hear your father praying and saying, and you truly get your heart's desire. Only God knows your heart. We think we know what we need. We have no clue what we need. We have no clue what we really desire unless we include God in the process. And the more you include God in the process, the more whole you get, because the more free you get. And the more whole you get, the more healthy people you draw to yourself. Like draws like. This is Refiner's Fire, where hearts of passion are created, healthy love is created, to where we begin to truly live again, and drawing others around us who do the same. You tired of dysfunctional people? Tired of screwed up people who just want to hurt people? Then you get cleaned up. Because these unhealthy people are sent in, by the way, by the devil to continue keep you walking wounded. They want you to be a wounded warrior. These are the Judases, the Balaams, always looking for an easy way to get into kingdom, trying to piggyback on some of your backs. They use you and abuse you without realizing that power only comes in the climb. The climb is a muscle builder. So God has to give their positions away to those vessels who are willing to learn about his heart, his true nobility, what love truly is, who love is. And it's not who I think he is, it's who he says he is. My ways aren't his ways. Your ways aren't his ways. Which brings us to Psalms 121, 1 through 8, where God will always be your helper. God will always help you through the test. And he speaks about false streams. And God is the God of the hills, and he's the God of the valleys, and his help is always available to all who call upon him. He's a good God. God is also your keeper. Pilgrims of Israel learn this as they travel together for fellowship and safety. And it equates to the dangers of living even today. Because the dangers of living and fighting the enemy today are just as great. Have you thought about that? And by now, if you don't think God is with you, believe it or not, he's going ahead of you to guide you on your path. How many of you have seen God and you look back? I did this just yesterday. Well, I looked back and I looked at my obedience in past seasons, and I didn't know what he was asking me to do. Back then, I just obeyed. He said, don't do this, and I didn't do it. And he told me to do this, and I did it. And I didn't understand it, but yesterday I got all my answers. All my answers, and all the pieces of the puzzle went click, 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 and I saw a big picture. I thought, oh my God, I did hear God correctly. I thought, oh Lord Jesus. And I thank God I thank God I obeyed. Because now it's all making sense to me. It's like all the truths are falling into place now, where I'm getting all the, he gave me multiple pieces of puzzle piece. It's like major puzzle pieces. But then all the puzzle fell into place. And I saw a big picture. I saw the whole of what God was trying to do for now, for this portion of the test. And so it's interesting, you know, so God is with you while he's guiding you down your path, but you also need to keep track of what he's brought you out of. And he's going to take you safely to Zion if you keep your eyes focused on him. This is the season America is at present, while there are two streams beginning to flow. The false stream of the false prophets and the Balaams, and then the true stream of God flowing through the true prophets and vessels flowing in the spirit of love, which help us to discern which one we're listening to if we're aligned correctly. If you're aligned correctly, you're going to be flowing and going with God. You're going to be continually getting directives. If you're hitting and missing, if you're not sure, you don't know how to test the spirit, you're going to probably stay stagnant for a while until you learn how to connect. Because it's all about who you're connected to, their roots and their fruits. It's all about who you're connected to. So, love helps us to discern which voice to listen to if we're aligned correctly. But a heart that knows true love, if it knows the Lord, it knows that other hearts flowing in the same stream like itself will also be trustworthy. Like draws. So this is a season now where God's drawing all of his fire warriors into place. The fiery ones, the passionate ones that won't follow after any other voice but God's truth, God's heart. so that heart can count on like-minded hearts for fellowship, never fearing of being led astray. It's interesting, in this hour, he is putting tribes together. He is putting, he's separating out the wheat from the chaff. He's letting us see who's who. We're starting to really see who's who. Which brings us to Proverbs 16:18, where it speaks of God hating haughty spirits, and he will cause all of them to fall. And that's what it states. It says, pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit or a fall. We're starting to see a lot of the dominoes fall in this hour. And I don't know about you, but, you know, I track news. I track with different news sources. I won't tell you who. I will tell you who if you ask. I just don't want to talk about it on here because this isn't a political talk. But the main focus here is to make sure we're aligned correctly. We're aligned correctly. God said, how will you know my people? By my love. By my love. And, you know, sometimes we think we know love. Sometimes we do because we've been in the dysfunction for so long that that's our new normal. But that never was God's normal. Never was God's normal. And then you come into the presence of love and it's overwhelming to your spirit because you've never known it. And so you either run from it in shame. Well, there's no condemnation in love. Why would you be ashamed? God's not here to condemn us. He's here to clean us up. He's here to take the grave clothes off. He's here to empower you to become a son and daughter of a Most High God. But you can't do it without him. So those are the two streams. We've got people trying to do it without him. And then we've got the people washing and bathing in the river of life. Praise God. So. With that, I hope you guys have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed weekend. And I hope you guys know that so God's saying he's showing us who's who in this hour, basically. And we're seeing the difference between the warm, unconditional love of Jesus versus those stuck in religion and those stuck in an apparatus of witchcraft like this man is talking about. But I mean, seriously, we're starting to see the difference. I hope you're paying attention. I hope you really are paying attention because things are getting heated up right now. And it's getting very, very serious right now. There are false witnesses. Are you an accuser of the brethren? Are you a person who's constantly trying to lead the sheep astray? Because those are the ones too. I mean, God's cleaning the house. I don't know about you, but the God I'm serving is cleaning house right now. He is cleaning house in all places. He is cleaning house. Are you allowing him to clean you up? That's the key. So I love you guys. I will talk to you guys probably on Monday. No, Tuesday. Excuse me, on Tuesday. And then I guess we'll look to talking to you then. But until then, I hope you have a blessed weekend. Talk to you then, guys. Bye-bye.